So obviously in CML, we have awesome options in terms of targeted therapy. Can you talk about where we are today with targeted therapy of the rest of the MPNs and particularly myelofibrosis?
So we've made significant strides. Clearly, CML and the tyrosine kinase inhibitors are the gold standard. They are the poster child, if you would, of targeted oncology. I think we've made important improvements in MPNs without question. In particular, the inhibition of JAK2 has been very important. Along with the inhibition of JAK2, with agents such as ruxolitinib, our approved agent, as well as various others in development, pacineb, fedratinib, momelotinib, they all inhibit JAK2. They have varying profiles of other kinases which they are inhibiting. Now, what we have seen with these inhibitors is that, one, they have significant efficacy. They decrease splenomegaly. They improve symptoms. In the case of ruxolitinib in myelofibrosis, they likely improve survival. Now, these are slightly different than the kinase inhibitors in CML. In CML, the kinase inhibitors are very specifically inhibiting a kinase not present in normal cells. So they're inhibiting the BCR-ABL. In the setting of myelofibrosis and even polycythemia vera, the inhibition of JAK2 is of the native JAK2 and the JAK-STAT pathway. We believe that the JAK-STAT pathway is overly active in patients with MPNs, regardless of which of the three driver mutations are present. So although it is clearly targeted therapy, it's important to note that inhibition of JAK2 is beneficial in patients whether they have the JAK2 V617F mutation, the exon 12, or calreticulin or MPL mutations.
So it kind of seems like even though you have these mutations, that at least at this point, you don't have really the effective targeted therapy targeting the pathogenesis of the disease the way you do with CML. Is that because we just haven't found the right drug or more the inherent nature of these diseases?
It's an interesting question. I think we do have effective therapy. However, I would say that it's not as effective as the TKIs for CML. And there may be various reasons for that. One, it's not easy to just target the JAK2 V617F. It's not clear because of the more complex pathogenesis that if we did, that would necessarily be any more effective than the broader inhibition of JAK2. So I think there's a couple reasons in there for that. The inhibition of JAK, part of the challenge as well, is that JAK2 plays an important role in normal hematopoiesis as well as in the creation of platelets. So if we were to completely inhibit JAK2, the dose-limiting toxicity would be severe thrombocytopenia and anemia. It's a bit distinct from CML, where we can completely blockade BCR-ABL and really not have a negative impact on the health of the individual because it's a distinct protein from normal function.